Credio Africa, the show that inspires you to improve your health, educates you on health and nutrition issues. We offer practical tips on daily living so you can have better health. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, a doctor in nutritional sciences, talking to you from the city in the sun, Nairobi, Kenya. Hello, welcome. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Health Talk Radio Africa. I really appreciate your company. Have you ever read something in the newspaper and thought to yourself, that does not happen in my family, or that will not happen to me? This month has just been like that for me. The newspapers have reported an increase in teenage pregnancies in Eastern Africa. The statistics are not very good for other countries around Africa. One newspaper article reported how a minister of health went to the East African coast of Kenya. There, the minister was shocked on how high the teenage pregnancies had become. At a visit to a hospital, she met an 18-year-old teenage mother who had just given birth to her fourth child. Yes, an 18-year-old with her fourth child. The sadness about this was that the 18-year-old started giving birth when she was 14 years old. Sadly, I visited my extended family in a dusty village nestled on the slopes of Mount Kenya. During my family visit, I always take pictures. This time, I asked an elderly aunt if I could take pictures of her and all her children and grandchildren. And that is where I saw the elephant in our family. In front of me, there were four generations. In this one family, every 15 years, a completely new generation is born. So in 60 years, my aunt had four generations, and that is when the grim statistics became a reality for me. That is the problem of teenage pregnancy and all its ugly statistics happening around Africa and the rest of the world was actually happening in my family with my own flesh and blood. I use the word ugly statistics because more than 40% of the children born to pregnant teens become teenage mothers themselves. In my auntie's family, it was 100% of all the daughters born to this one woman. All had become mothers in their teenage years up to the fourth generation. Sadly, the same week, a 9-year-old girl made national headlines by giving birth and then wondering if her breast could produce milk. 9 years old. Anyway, why is teenage pregnancy such a problem and how does it affect you? Well, listeners, it's because you get to pay for it. We all get to pay for the problems of teenage pregnancy. The pregnant teenager has little or no resources. She's usually unemployed. She has not completed her education. She has no skills for employment, and she usually has no access to healthcare. A pregnant teenager becomes a burden to the affected family and the nation at large. The public ends up footing the healthcare bill for a pregnant teenager. If there are complications, the bill to you, the public, is even larger. That is why we are discussing this huge problem today. Today's program is not about discussing the psychological problems or economic burden to the African nations brought about by teenage pregnancy. Today's program focuses on how to help the pregnant teenager nutritionally so they can deliver a healthy infant. And then you're wondering, so what is the big deal about teenage pregnancy? What's so big about it? Why is it so bad? Well, pregnant teenagers have high rates of giving birth to preterm infants, infants with low birth weight, and stillborn or dead infants. Many of the infants born to teenage mothers suffer physical problems and require intensive care. Yes, expensive intensive care, and die within their first year. The care of infants born to teenagers costs society billions of dollars. That is because teenagers have few financial resources and they cannot pay for the health care of their infants. So yes, you get to pay for it. Now, due to the economic disadvantage, pregnant teenagers cannot access prenatal health care, and as a result, their infants have a lot of complications. Sadly, many pregnant teenagers also suffer from iron deficiency anemia and high blood pressure, which also affects their babies. And their social problems further complicate their pregnancies. For example, a pregnant teenager may eat poorly or eat very little to try and hide their pregnancy by trying not to gain weight. With a low weight gain during pregnancy, they give birth to low birth weight babies. And due to peer pressure, even pregnant teenagers may continue to smoke, continue to consume alcohol, and use illicit drugs, all of which negatively affect the fetus they're carrying. And sadly, if a pregnant teenager was underweight or thin before getting pregnant, their body's nutrient stores are low. Sadly, the pregnant teenagers have little knowledge and skills to help them eat a healthy diet. Now, don't forget that the body of the teenager is still growing, especially the very young teenagers aged between 13 and 14 years old. When pregnant, their nutritional needs increase to feed both the fetus and their own bodies. So how can you help the pregnant teenager in your family, or neighborhood, or community? First, let's get them to start going for prenatal care at a healthcare facility and be attended to by a health professional. I know in big parts of the African continent, this will be next to impossible, but just try. Okay, I acknowledge that many African communities use traditional birth attendants. I also acknowledge that due to the poor road networks, few hospitals or health centers in many parts of Africa, the traditional birth attendants offer crucial services, and surely they are better than nothing. But try to ensure that the pregnant teenager has an adequate weight gain during the entire pregnancy. And how do you achieve that? How much weight gain should a pregnant teenager gain during pregnancy? Let's start always looking at the weight before they got pregnant and the number of babies they are carrying in their womb. If the teenager is carrying one fetus and she was normal weight before she got pregnant, she should gain 11 to 15 kilograms. Preferably go for the 15 kilograms. But if the teenager was underweight before she got pregnant and she's carrying one baby, she should gain 12 to 18. Encourage her to gain 18 kilograms total. If the teenager was overweight before pregnancy, then she should gain slightly less, about 7 to 11 kilograms. And just to be safe, go for the 11 kilograms. What about if there are twins in the picture? If the teenager is carrying two or more fetuses, then the teenager was normal weight before pregnancy, encourage her to gain 20 kilograms. But if she was underweight before pregnancy and carrying twins, encourage her to gain 24 kilograms. And if she was overweight before pregnancy, encourage her to gain just 19 kilograms. Yes, that is important. Remember, a healthy newborn baby should weigh at least 3.1 to 3.6 kilograms. Yes, a healthy baby, 3.1 to 3.6 kilograms. If they weigh less than that, let's say 2.5 kilograms, then we start getting into really big problems for the baby. And how do you get the teenager to gain the appropriate weight? We're talking so much about weight. How do you get them to gain weight? By feeding them well. Remember that the pregnancy weight gain is the best indicator for adequate food and nutrient intake. I'll say that because it is so important. I'll repeat that. Pregnancy weight gain is the best indicator that the pregnant teenager is getting enough food and nutrients to have a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby. Good weight gain means good, healthy baby. Now, how do you feed a pregnant teenager? Well, there's some numbers I'm going to throw at you. The first is that the pregnant teenager needs to consume 2,500 to 2,900 kilocalories. Just say close to 3,000 calories. And you're going to ask me, what does that really mean? What does it mean, 3,000 calories? Well, at the end of each day, ensure that the pregnant teenager has consumed all the food groups. We'll talk about the food groups in 1 second. But make sure at the end of each day, the pregnant teenager has eaten from all the food groups. That because each food group has a special role to play in the body. The first food group we are going to talk about is called the starch group. The starch group, also known as carbohydrate group or bread and cereal group. In this group, you have food items such as cereals. Examples include cornflakes, Weetabix, Weetaflakes. The second item you can from this group is maize meal, which is eaten throughout East and Central and Southern Africa, and make items such as papa, ugali, fufu, rice, pasta all belong to the starch group, this group. The breads that we eat, whether it's white bread or brown bread or a flat bread, a pita bread, chapati, roti, all belong to this starchy group. Even starchy vegetables such as yams, cassava, potatoes, sweet potatoes, all belong to this group. And you're wondering, what is the function of this group? Well, it provides most of the energy for the body. And how much should that pregnant teenager eat? 10 servings. Yes, 10 servings. How much is a serving? Well, think of a serving as a regular serving spoon. The one, those big spoons you serve in. Or a half a cup, a measuring cup. This is not the cup that you use for drinking, but a half a measuring cup. Half a measuring cup. The next group that the teenager will eat or requires is the protein food. This includes things like meat, chicken, eggs, pork, fish of all kinds, beans, all types of beans and legumes, nuts such as peanuts and cashew nuts, seeds like pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds. And protein food is so important because it builds the body tissues of the pregnant teenager and that of the growing baby. They need protein to build the baby. And how much should that pregnant teenager eat? Up to 7 servings. Yes, think of 7 serving spoons at the end of the day, spread out throughout the meals. The next group is the milk and milk product group. Milk group, you already have heard this before, contains milk, a whole milk or skimmed milk, cheese, yogurt, sour milk, or soy milk. This group is so important because it builds strong bones and teeth. For the pregnant teenager, this is especially important because the fetus and mother are growing new bone. How much should the pregnant teenager drink or eat from the milk and milk products group? Think of it, they need to drink at least 3 to 4 cupfuls full, 3 cupfuls per day. Now, this is not the mug that you drink, but the measuring cup in the kitchen for measuring ingredients. So when I say 3 to 4 servings, I mean 3 to 4 cupfuls per day. The next group that is so important for the pregnant teenager is the fruit group. And I mean all types of fruits that you can get your hands on. The function of this food group, the fruits, is to provide vitamins and minerals to the mother and to the fetus to build the immune system. Can you imagine a pregnant teenager with a low immunity? The fruits will provide and vitamins and minerals to build the immune. How many fruits should the teenager eat? I would recommend, or it is recommended, up to 3 fruits per day. 3 fruits per day. Next group, also is the vegetable group. The vegetable group. Now, vegetable group is divided into 2 groups. The dark green leafy vegetables and the orange and deep yellow colored vegetables. The dark green leafy vegetables, you see them every day. Broccoli, spinach, collard greens, mustard greens, traditional African vegetables that are found in your local area. And there are many others. Orange and deep yellow colored vegetables include, but not limited to, carrots, yellow bell peppers, red bell peppers, tomatoes, those really nice red or orange pumpkin, winter squash. Now, you may be wondering, why are vegetables so important? Oh, they're so important because they provide folic acid, a nutrient to help the fetus' nervous system develop properly. They avoid conditions which affect the spine, such as spina bifida. Vegetables also provide vitamins and minerals like vitamin A and C, all which are needed by the mother and the fetus to rebuild and keep building the immune system. You can't go wrong if you eat lots of vegetables. What's the minimum that the pregnant teenager needs? 4 serving spoons in a day. Think about it, 4 whole serving spoons. And if you can, just divide 2 serving spoons of the dark green leafy vegetables and 2 serving spoons of the orange and deep yellow colored vegetables. All will build up the immune system of the developing fetus. And then the last 2 groups are the fat. Yes, fat. You heard me, fat. And the function of the fat is to provide concentrated form of energy and help certain vitamins be absorbed. Yes, you need some fat in the diet regularly. Which type of fat would I recommend, or which is recommended? Try the liquid vegetable oils, such as corn oil, canola oil, sunflower, safflower, and olive oil. Okay, it's a little costly, but it's liquid vegetable oil. Other oils include soft margarine or even the oil-based salad dressings and oils that occur naturally in food, such as avocados and fatty fish, olives, also a little costly. And don't forget the fish oil, such as cod liver oil. How much oil should you use? How much is needed by the pregnant teenager? Listen very carefully. Only 4 to 6 teaspoons. Just 4 to 6. That's all. If they take more, not too bad if they need to gain weight, especially if they are underweight, but only 4 to 6 teaspoons, not tablespoons. Now, these are the teaspoons that are used for measuring ingredients in the kitchen. Last food group is the water. Yes, 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 plain water. The function of water, to avoid dehydration. But remember that all body functions need water, even the pregnant teenagers. How much do they need? At least 8 to 10 cups per day. Yes, 8 to 10 cups. Okay, I know 8 cups sounds a lot, but it's very easy to do. Just drink 1 cup of water with every meal and snack. So breakfast, 10 o'clock snack, lunch, 3 o'clock snack or 5 o'clock snack, supper, and then again a snack. That is up to 5 cups a day. And then you can go further and in between the meals and snack, drink another cup of water. So 5 plus 3 cups, you have easily have drunk 8 cups throughout the day. All together, this should have 8 cups. It's crucial. It is absolutely crucial to drink water. Let's talk about the last most important topic, prenatal vitamins and minerals. Prenatal multivitamins and mineral supplements are routinely given to pregnant women, including teenagers. These prenatal multivitamin and mineral supplements are specifically created for pregnant women. Yes, they are specifically for pregnant women, not for anybody else. This is because prenatal vitamins and mineral supplements contain more nutrients such as folate, iron and calcium than regular vitamin and mineral supplements. Remember that they always contain more nutrients than other regular vitamins and minerals. These nutrients, folate, iron, and calcium, are critically important during pregnancy. The prenatal multivitamin and mineral supplements actually help reduce the risk of preterm birth and birth of infants with low birth weight, and they even prevent birth defects. So it's really important the pregnant teenager gets them and takes them regularly. Pregnant teenagers who smoke, drink alcohol, or use drugs must take a multivitamin and mineral supplement. They have lots of deficiencies. Please, please follow the dose as prescribed by the doctor or healthcare professional. Usually, if you're given a multivitamin and mineral supplement, it's usually one tablet or one capsule a day. Never, oh please, please never take a multivitamin mineral supplement on an empty stomach. Take it after a meal, preferably in the evening, just before you go to bed. Or you can take with a glass full of 100% fruit juice, not fruit drink, 100% fruit juice. If you take a multivitamin mineral supplement on an empty stomach, there is going to be severe discomfort, such as cramping, others get vomiting. So please, please have a full stomach when you take your multivitamin. Please, please, oh, here's a word of caution. Only use the prescribed prenatal vitamin mineral supplement. And I use the word prescribed. Don't go and buy one over the counter by yourself. Taking supplements with high doses of vitamin or certain vitamins can damage the growing baby. I'll give you an example. If you take a supplement with very high doses of vitamin A, it has been known to cause birth defects of the head, heart, brain, and spinal cord. Imagine going through 9 months of pregnancy and having a birth defect because you took very high doses of vitamin A. It will break your heart. Now, one might think that eating fruits and vegetables that are high in vitamin A will then be harmful to the growing baby. That is not true at all. The type of vitamin A found in fruits and vegetables is so different than the one that is found in a multivitamin tablet. And the amount of vitamin A in fruits and vegetables does not reach such high levels as the one found in vitamin A tablets. Please, please, listeners, be very careful. Dear listeners, that's all I have for you in this first episode of our two-part series on teenage pregnancy. Please tune in to our next episode, which will come soon, on teen pregnancy, where we'll tackle the common problems that plague pregnant teenagers. Problems such as iron deficiency anemia, substance abuse, craving and eating of non-food items, and even how to deal with the regular common pregnancy problems. Dear listeners, I know a pregnant teenager can be the cause of upheaval in a family and a drain to the community. But our attitude needs to change. The pregnant teenager should not be judged, especially in cases of early marriages. At first, they are just as terrified and confused as everyone else. Their sense of helplessness can drive them to take extreme actions which can be life-threatening. The first thing we need to do when presented with a pregnant teenager is take a deep breath and start to help them by feeding them well. If we don't do that, as a society, as a nation, and even as a continent, we all pay deeply and we are paying for the problems that brought about by high teenage pregnancies. Remember, at least 40% of children born to teenage mothers become teenage parents themselves. In some parts of Africa, that percentage is so much higher. And then the intergenerational poverty and malnutrition continues. All you have to do is look around and see the areas with high teenage pregnancies in our community. Then ask yourself the hard questions that we all avoid, hoping that the problem of high rate of teenage pregnancies will go away. We need to ask those hard questions. It is a challenge that we must take up to love the pregnant teenagers in our family and community by helping them. I did not say it is easy. No, I did not say it is easy, but it's a challenge that we have to face. Once the pregnancy is over, then we can educate the teenage mother to make better choices. Listeners, it's been wonderful to have your company. Until next time, listeners, eat healthy so you can live healthy. Bye for now. For tuning in at Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you have enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.